वृंदावनाधाम जय वृंदावनाधाम। जय गोवर्धना जय गोवर्धना गोवर्धना जय गोवर्धना। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 श्रील गुरुदेव। नेताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल। नेताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल। जय विष्ण पाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत इस डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की। जय विष्ण पाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत इस डिवाइन ग्रेस शील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की। श्री युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन महायज्ञ की। बृहद मृदंग ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की। ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, and all glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. This morning, English, Hindi? English. This morning we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Text 12, titled Ajamil Delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. नैकान्तिकं धी कृतेऽपि निष्कृते नैकान्तिकं तद्धि कृतेऽपि निष्कृते मनः पुनर्धावति चेदसत्पते मनः पुनर्धावति चेदसत्पते तत्कर्म निर्हारम् अभीप्सताम् हरे तत्कर्म निर्हारम् अभीप्सताम् हरे। गुणानुवादः खलु सत्त्वभावनः गुणानुवादः खलु सत्त्वभावनः नैकान्तिकं तद्धि कृतेऽपि निष्कृते मनः पुनर्धावति चेदसत्पते तत्कर्म निर्हारमभीप्सतां हरे। गुणानुवादः खलु सत्त्वभावनः नैकान्तिकं तद्धि कृतेऽपि निष्कृते मनः पुनर्धावति चेदसत्पते तत्कर्म निर्हारम अभिप्सताम हरे गुणानुवादः खलु सत्त्वभावनः नैकान्तिकं तद्धिकृतेऽपि निष्कृते मनः पुनर्धावति चेदसत्पते तत्कर्म निर्हारमभिप्सतां हरे तत्कर् गुणानुवादः खलु सत्त्वभावनः नैकान्तिकं तद्धिकृतेऽपि निष्कृते मनः पुनर्धावति चेदसत्पते तत्कर्म निर्हारमभिप्सतां हरेर् गुणानुवादः खलु सत्त्वभावनः नैकान्तिकं तद्धिकृतेऽपि निष्कृते माताजीस नैकान्तिकं तद्धिकृतेऽपि निष्कृते मनः पुनर्धावति चेदसत्पते तत्कर्म निर्हारमभिप्सतां हरेर् गुणानुवादः नैकान्तिकं तद्धिकृतेऽपि निष्कृते मनः पुनर्धावति चेदसत्पते तत्कर्म निर्हारमभिप्सतां हरे न नॉट ऐकान्तिकं एब्सोल्युटलि क्लिन्स्ड तत् द हार्ट द हार्ट ही बिकॉज कृते वेरी नाइसली परफॉर्म्ड अपि ऑल्दो निष्कृते अटोनमेंट मनः द माइंड पुनः अगेन धावति रन्स चेत इफ असत्पते ऑन द पाथ ऑफ मेटीरियल एक्टिविटीज तत् देयरफॉर कर्म निर्हारम cessation of the fruitive reactions of material activities abhipsatam for those who are seriously want hare of the supreme personality of godhead gunanuvadah constant chanting of the glories khalu indeed sattva bhavanah actually purifying one's existence ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల అభయ చరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ద రిచువలిస్టిక్ సెరమనీస్ ఆఫ్ అటోన్మెంట్ రికమెండెడ్ ఇన్ ద రిలీజియస్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఆర్ ఇన్సఫిషియంట్ టు క్లెన్స్ ది హార్ట్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్టర్ అటోన్మెంట్ వన్స్ మైండ్ అగైన్ రన్స్ టువర్డ్స్ మెటీరియల్ యాక్టివిటీస్. కాన్సిక్వెంట్లీ, ఫర్ వన్ హూ వాంట్స్ లిబరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫ్రూవేటివ్ రియాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ యాక్టివిటీస్, ద చాంటింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద హరే కృష్ణ మంత్ర ఆర్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద నేమ్, ఫేమ్ అండ్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఈస్ రికమెండెడ్ యాజ్ ద మోస్ట్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ అటోన్మెంట్ బికాస్ సచ్ చాంటింగ్ ఇరాడిగేట్స్ ద డర్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్స్ హార్ట్ కంప్లీట్లీ. పర్పట్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్: ద స్టేట్మెంట్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ కన్ఫర్మ్డ్ ప్రీవియస్లీ ఇన్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 2 టెక్స్ట్ 17. శృణ్వతాం స్వకథ కృష్ణ పుణ్యశ్రవణ కీర్తన హృద్యంతస్తు భద్రాణి విదూనోతి సురుత్సతాం. శ్రీకృష్ణ, ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హూస్ ది పరమాత్మ సూపర్ సోల్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీవన్స్ హార్ట్ అండ్ ద బెనిఫాక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్ఫుల్ డివోటీ, క్లెన్సెస్ డిజైర్ ఫర్ మెటీరియల్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీ హూ రెలిషెస్ హిస్ మెసేజెస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ దెమ్సెల్స్ వర్చువస్ when properly heard and chanted. It is the special mercy of the Supreme Lord that as soon as he knows that one is glorifying his name, fame and attributes, he personally helps cleanse the dirt from one's heart. Therefore, simply by glorification, one not only becomes purified but also achieves the result of pious activities, punya shravana kirtana. Punya shravana kirtana refers to the process of devotional service. Even if one does not understand the meaning of the Lord's name, pastimes or attributes, one is purified simply by hearing or chanting of them. Such purification is called sattva bhavana. One's main purpose in human life should be to purify his existence and achieve liberation. As long as one has material body, one is understood to be impure. In such an impure material condition, one cannot enjoy a truly blissful life, although everyone seeks for it. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 1 explains, Tapo Devyam Putraka Yena Sattvam Shuddhayet. One must perform tapasya, austerity to purify his existence, in order to come to the spiritual platform. The tapasya of chanting and glorifying the name, fame and attributes of the Lord is a very easy purifying process by which everyone can become happy. Therefore, everyone who desires the ultimate cleansing of his heart must adopt to this process. Other processes such as karma, jnana and yoga cannot cleanse the heart completely. Srila Prabhupadaki. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానంజనశలాఖయ చక్షూరున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగన రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానోస్తుతే దేవి ప్రణమామే హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామే నేతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద ద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద ఆల్ టుగెదర్ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తదాలయే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణభక్తాయ తద్భక్తాయ నమో నమః ఆనందలీలామయ విగ్రహాయ హేమావ దివ్య ఛవి సుందరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమరసప్రదాయ చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే చైతన్యచంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే నిత్యానందం అహం నౌమి సర్వానందం కరం పరం హరినామ ప్రదం దేవం అవధూత శిరోమణి. శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుకి, శ్రీ నిత్యానందరామకి, సమస్త గౌరవ భక్త వృందకి హరే కృష్ణ. ఇట్ ఇస్ మై సుప్రీమ్ ఆనర్ అండ్ గుడ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ టు బీ హియర్ అమిడ్ సో మెనీ డివోటీస్, సో మెనీ సుపీరియర్స్, సో మెనీ బ్రహ్మచారీస్, మై డియర్ బ్రదర్. దెర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ ఐ కెన్ యాడ్ టు దిస్ డిస్కషన్. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ హవ్ హర్డ్ అండ్ రెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద పేజెస్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్స్ బుక్స్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ హవ్ హర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ మై గురుజన్, ఐ విల్ సింప్లీ ట్రై టు రిపీట్ ఇన్ దిస్ థీమ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 6, వేర్ హరినామ్ ఆర్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ హెస్ బీన్ ప్రొఫ్యూస్లీ గ్లోరిఫైడ్. వి సీ దట్ వెన్ వీ చాంట్ హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్ర, ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ లైన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ వీ కాల్ అవుట్ కృష్ణ ఆల్మోస్ట్ 4 టైమ్స్. హరే కృష్ణ, హరే కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ, హరే హరే. ఇన్ జస్ట్ ద ఫస్ట్ లైన్ దిస్ నేమ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ బీన్ కాల్డ్ అవుట్ 4 టైమ్స్. What does this word Krishna means? Krish basically means akarshayati, he who attracts. And na means ananda. Just like in Braj, we have a place called as Varsana or Barsana. We see in the land of Vrindavan, the V becomes B. Braj becomes Braj. Varsana becomes Barsana. Like in Bengali, we have Ya becomes Ja. Yamuna becomes Jamuna. We see Prabhupada, when he would chant Jai Radha Madhava, he would sing Jamuna Tira Vanachari. So, this word Varsana, Varsha means rain and Na means Ananda. That place which has torrential rain of prema because of the presence of Srimati Radharani. And that rain shower is such, it fills the heart of the devotees with happiness, with joy, with Ananda. That place is called Varsana. Similarly, Krishna, he who is so attractive and his attractive feature fills our heart with joy, with Ananda, is Krishna. So we call out to him 4 times. And Krishna is such a personality. As we know, his name and his form are not different. Oftentimes we have heard, when we join the Hare Krishna movement, we are always told Krishna name and Krishna's form or Krishna as the personality is not different. And we see, just like Krishna's holy name is attractive, Krishna as a personality is very, very attractive. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Purusha Yoshita Keva Sthavara Jangam Sarva Chitta Karshaka Sakshat Manmata Madan. Chaitanya Charitamrita is very sweet. The verses, oftentimes in Bhagavatam, because it is Sanskrit, there is a challenge of understanding. We need word to word. But Bengali is little similar to Hindi. Some of the words are such, samaj aa jata hai. And this is also, we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita verses, in the various melodies that we have heard, one such melody that also fits in the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita is the melody of Vrindavana Ramyasthana. The Vrindavana Ramyasthana melody that we have, every verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita fits in that melody also. So it's an addition to our list of melodies that we have for Shastric verses. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, who is Krishna? Purusha. The males get attracted to Krishna. Purusha Yoshita. Not just the male, even the female get attracted to Krishna. Not just the male, not just the female. Sthavara Jangam. The moving and the non-moving also get attracted to Krishna. But not just the male, not just the female, not just the moving, not just the non-moving. Even Cupid gets attracted to the form of Krishna. That Cupid who churns the heart and the mind of people of this world, he gets attracted seeing the form of Krishna. Sarva chittakarshaka sakshat manmata madan. Our Madan Mohan is such, he attracts the male, attracts the female, attracts the moving, attracts the non-moving, even attracts Cupid. So he has sweeped the whole list. Whoever is there, just by Madan Mohan's presence, they get attracted. But that Madan Mohan who attracts the male, female, moving, non-moving, and even Cupid, he gets attracted by Srimati Radharani. And that's why Srimati Radharani is called as Srimati Radharani ki. Our Sripad Aindraprabhu would say, in a room conversation, Aindraprabhu would say, if you see Krishna, you will faint. Seeing Krishna itself is a far-fetched reality. He would say, if you see Krishna, you will faint. But if you see my Radharani, you will die. So that was Aindraprabhu. If you see Krishna, you will faint. But if you see my Radharani, you will die. So Radharani is that beautiful. So it's not just these personalities, the moving, non-moving, male, female, and Cupid who gets attracted. Even Lakshmi Devi, who is the concept of Narayan, who is so worshipped in the Sri Sampradaya, even she gets attracted to Krishna. We see the Nagapatnis, they make this point in the Kaliya pastime. Kasyanubhavo syana deva vidmahe tavangri renu sparashadikara yadvanchaya shrir lalana charattapo vihaya kamam shuchiradridavrata. In the Kaliya pastime, canto 10, chapter 16, very beautifully it is explained, the Nagapatnis are telling this to Krishna. Yesterday when we were there with Param Pujya Bachila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, after Yamuna Arti, Maharaj was sitting down and he was sharing his heart. And Maharaj was beautifully connecting different personalities and different pastimes, and somehow he brought it back to Yamuna. And at one point Maharaj said something very interesting. Maharaj said, while we were speaking, my brother was also there, while we were speaking, a frog started to croak. So Maharaj saw that and he started laughing. And Maharaj said, in Prabhupada's classes we hear, when the frog croaks, it attracts the snake. And in no time the snake comes and chokes the frog and kills. Maharaj said, our material attributes and our material achievements are like the frog croaking. It doesn't mean much. In no time the snake of death will come and choke us. And then Maharaj very beautifully, because we were sitting on the bank of Yamuna and he brought the topic of snake, now he connected both of them and spoke about Kaliya pastime. He said, in the Kaliya pastime we see that Kaliya was so venomous. Krishna danced on the hoods of Kaliya, which is a very rare fortune. But still Maharaj was explaining, even if Krishna is dancing on our heads, we still require the prayers of the devotees like Nagapatnis. We need the prayers of the Vaishnava Samaj, of the Vaishnavas to pray for us. Yadi Bhagavan hamare sir par nitya bhi kyun na karte ho, phir bhi hame bhakton ka ashirvad ati avashyak hai. We need the prayers of devotees. So, in the Kaliya pastime, the Nagapatnis are saying, my dear Lord, what has our husband done? He is a snake. He is venomous. He is spitting venom. So much so that no one can even enter Yamuna. But you are so compassionate. He doesn't come to you. You come to him. And you jump and dance on his hoods. Shukadev Goswami explains, Kaliya was not a small snake. He was gigantic with many hoods. And Krishna very beautifully was dancing on all the hoods. So the Nagapatni say, my dear Lord, Even Lakshmi Devi is desiring your lotus feet and your darshan, but you're not giving. Lakshmi, who is, she's not normal, she's Lakshmi. In this world, people strive for Lakshmi. Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj explains that if we only strive for Lakshmi, that is money, and don't serve or worship Narayan, then this is like Ravan Pravritti. Ravan wanted Sita, didn't want Ram. So is Jagat mein, in this world, if someone only wants money, 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 but doesn't worship Krishna or Narayan, this is like Ravana. Exploiting the concert, but not wanting the Master, the Supreme Lord. So there, the Nagapatnis are saying, my dear Lord, she is not getting, Lakshmi Devi is not getting. She is your concert, my dear Lord, and she is doing tapasya and bail one for years together. And my dear Lord, he's a snake. He is not even doing bhajan. He didn't even call out to you, my dear Lord. But you are so compassionate. You are ready to shower your mercy on him. What has he done? So even Lakshmi Devi is getting attracted to the form of Krishna. So the male gets attracted. The female gets attracted. Moving, non-moving Cupid, even Lakshmi Devi gets attracted. Everyone is attracted to Krishna. One time, one Indian chess player came to Parampu Jebachila Radhanand Swami Maharaj. And he was not a devotee. He was just a newcomer. So he went to Srila Maharaj and said, Maharaj, how did you get attracted by our Krishna? Because he was thinking, hum Indian hai. Maharaj is from America. Maharaj, how did you get attracted by our Krishna? Now he was an Indian chess player. Now look at Maharaj's answer. Maharaj replies in chess language. Maharaj said, this white boy got checkmated by your black king of Vrindavan. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki answer was also conveyed, chess language also was also conveyed. Maharaj gave answer to him in his language. This white boy got checkmated by your black king of Vrindavan. So we see Krishna attracts everyone. There is no one practically who can run away from the attractive feature of Krishna. How much ever we run, Krishna comes to catch us. And not just Lakshmi. Even Vishnu gets attracted to Krishna. Ramananda Rai explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Dvijatma jame yuvayodhi dikshuna mayo panita bhuvi dharma guptaye kalavatina vavane bharasuran hatveha bhuyastvaraye tamantime. Ramananda Rai explains, he tells, my dear Lord, you're so attractive. He brings the topic as to how in Dwaraka there was a Brahmana. And that Brahmana was constantly losing his children. Their children was dying one after another. Very famous pastime. And Krishna was perplexed. Arjuna was perplexed. One child is dying, another child is dying, another child is dying. Finally, Arjuna at one point said, I will protect. With my Gandiva, I will protect. But the next child was born and before Arjuna could protect Gaur Premanande, the boy again departed. And Arjuna was thinking, what is happening? Why is it that these children are not being present in this world? They are dying immediately. And at that point, Krishna holds the hand of Arjuna and takes him to Vishnu. And all the children are present there. And Krishna says, why did you do this? What is the fault of these children? And Vishnu at that time, this verse is quoted, Ramananda Rai is quoting. And Vishnu is saying, my dear Lord, I have nothing to do with these children. Unka koi dosh nahi hai. But my dear Lord, you will not come to me. But in the pretext of taking these children away, now I can have the darshan of your form. So my dear Lord, these children have not done anything wrong. But now that I have brought these children to me, now you have come to rescue them and now I can see your form. So even Vishnu is crying and hankering for the form of the Supreme Lord. Krishna is very beautiful. One time my Guru Maharaj, he gave a disciple a name, Shur Sundar Das, which means that Lord who is Shur, very strong, very powerful, and Sundar, very beautiful, very attractive. So the name was given, and he was from Bihar, so he went back to Bihar. And after about 10-15 days, he again came to Guru Maharaj. He said, Maharaj ji, naam badal dijiye. So Maharaj said, what happened? He said, Maharaj, you gave Shur Sundar, but when I went back to village, everyone is calling me Chachundar, Chachundar. महाराज नाम चेंज कर दीजिए, सब जाकर मुझे छचुंदर बुला रहे, महाराज जी कुछ अलग नाम दे दीजिए. ऑफ कोर्स आई एम नॉट श्योर वेदर महाराज चेंज द नेम, बट वी सी हाउ स्वीट इज द फॉर्म ऑफ कृष्णा, दैट इट इज अट्रैक्टिव एंड अप्रिशिएटेड बाय एनी वन एंड एवरी वन. सो हु ऑल गेट अट्रैक्टेड टू कृष्णा? द मेल गेट अट्रैक्टेड, द फीमेल गेट अट्रैक्टेड, द मूविंग गेट अट्रैक्टेड, द नॉन मूविंग गेट अट्रैक्टेड, क्यूपिड गेट्स अट्रैक्टेड, लक्ष्मी देवी गेट्स अट्रैक्टेड, विष्णु नारायण गेट्स अट्रैक्टेड. द लेवल इज दिस इंक्रीजिंग 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 एंड इंक्रीजिंग. कृष्णा सेट द बार सो हाई, द लिस्ट डजंट एंड हियर. विष्णु गेट्स अट्रैक्टेड, कविराज गोस्वामी सेज कृष्णा गेट्स अट्रैक्टेड टू हिमसेल्फ. नाउ दिस इज हाइट. In Kaliyuga, people get attracted to themselves, but that is because of conditioning. That is not purified set, that is conditioning. People look at the mirror and they get attracted. But Krishna is not conditioned. He is the personality who removes the condition of our heart through the name, as Prabhupada is explaining in the purport. Krishnera Madhurya Krishna Upajaye Lobh सम्यक आस्वादिते नरे मने रहे शोभ. कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी एक्सप्लेन्स, कृष्णा गेट्स अट्रैक्टेड टू हिज ओन ब्यूटी सो मच सो दैट कृष्णा इज लुकिंग एट हिमसेल्फ एंड कृष्णा इज थिंकिंग टू हिमसेल्फ, हाउ ब्यूटिफुल इज दिस पर्सन, आई हैव नेवर सीन समवन एज ब्यूटिफुल एज हिम. इट इज ही ओनली, इट इज हिम, ही इज गेटिंग अट्रैक्टेड टू हिज ओन फॉर्म. Rupa Goswami says the same thing in Lalit Madhav Natak. He says, Aparita Kali Purva Kaschamatkarakari. One time our Krishna was there in Dwaraka. And Krishna was seeing a mirror. And seeing the mirror, Krishna was thinking, Kaun hai ye vyakti? Who is this personality who is so beautiful? And Krishna was thinking to himself, Radharani is so fortunate. She can go and embrace this personality, but I am not able to do it. How I wish I take the mood and the sentiments and complexion of Radharani so that I can enjoy this person. I can see from the eyes of Radharani as to what she feels when she sees this personality. It is Krishna himself. He is thinking about himself. Taking this mood, Kaviraj Goswami explains, our Krishna Chandra came down to this world as Gaurachandra. And as Gaurachandra, when he comes down to this world, the biggest gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives to this world, the two biggest gifts, one is Sri Vrindavan Dham and second is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We are sitting at the Samadhi and Bhajan Kutir of Sri Srimad Srila Rupa Goswami and it is surrounded by very exalted devotees. We have Srila Bhugarbha Goswami that side, we have Rupa Goswami here, we have Radha Damodar of Srila Jiva Goswami, we have Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir where he did intense bhajan before going to America. We are filled with the presence of such great personalities. Our acharyas explain, Mahaprabhu gave Vrindavan to this world, but he gave it through Srila Rupa Goswami. Yan kali rupa sharira na dharata tan braja prema mahanidhi kuthadika kona kapata ugaratha. If Rupa Goswami would have not come down to this world, who would have opened the door, the storehouse of Vrindavan Prem? Mahaprabhu gave it, yes, but he gave it through Srila Rupa Goswami. And the second biggest gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This name of Krishna, as we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day, this is that personality who has conquered everyone. Right from the moving, non-moving, male, female, Cupid, Lakshmi, Vishnu and Krishna himself. So if he can attract so many personalities, why will he not attract our heart? For sure he will attract our heart. As our spiritual teachers have always taught us, the more we take shelter of the name of Krishna, the more sweetness can be released in the heart. I have not experienced it. This topic of holy name is far beyond my understanding and realization. But we see, as yesterday Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu was also explaining, The more we take shelter of holy name, the more the living entity can experience the sweetness of this name of Krishna, who is so very attractive. One time, our Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu, he is originally from Switzerland, Europe. So he went to Switzerland, to his hometown, and there he met the bishop. You see how in the church, the head is the bishop. So he met the bishop, and as he was interacting with the bishop, that bishop in his room had a telephone. So Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu got intrigued and he said, "What is this telephone? What is it about?" And this bishop, he said, "Oh, it is to call God." So Mukundatta Prabhu said, "Oh, really? We can call God?" He said, "Yes." And he gave a big hefty amount in Swiss francs. Bhagavan ko call karne ke liye ye dakshina deni hai. This is the big amount dakshina that you have to give. So Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu said, "Okay." And then few months later, that same bishop came to Vrindavan, to Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu's room. And now as they were interacting, Mukundatta Prabhu's room also had a phone. So he looked at Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu and said, "What is this phone about?" And Mukundatta Prabhu said, "To call God." So he said, "Okay, how much do I have to pay?" Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu said, "Free." He said, "Free? What do you mean free?" Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu said, "Our God lives in Vrindavan. He is local and local calling is free. From Switzerland, international calling is paid, but local in Vrindavan calling is free. There is no money." He was surprised. This was out of syllabus for him. He had never thought about something like this. So our God is local. He lives in Vrindavan. Thakurji braj chhodkar kahin nahi jate. Uddhav, as he explains, Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gachyati. He doesn't, what to speak about foot? What to speak about feet? He doesn't keep even one foot outside the land of Sri Vrindavan. He's conquered completely by the love of the Brajavasis. So this is the gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving down to this world, which is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We are talking about Rupa Goswami. We are talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Srila Rupa Goswami came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his brother Anupam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, at that time, he was talking to Vallabha Bhatt. And when Vallabha Bhatt saw Rupa Goswami, he was very happy. And he ran to embrace Rupa Goswami. But when he ran to embrace Rupa Goswami started running in the opposite direction. Imagine you go to embrace a devotee and that devotee is running away from you, Prabhuji ne. Running away from the opposite direction. Kaviraj Goswami explains, Bhatta milivare jaye dui palaye dure asprishya pamara moi nachhuya more. The two brothers started running. Bhatta milivare jaye. Vallabha Bhatt wanted to meet, but both brothers started running in opposite direction. And Rupa Goswami says, asprishya pamara moi nachhuya more. Vallabha Bhatt, I am untouchable. And I am pamara, I am very, very low. Nachhuya more, please don't touch me. Why is Srila Rupa Goswami even saying it? Because Rupa Goswami thought to himself, he worked for Nawab Hussain Shah and he did activities that were non-Krishna conscious. And he didn't want Vallabha Bhatt to come close to him and touch. Bhattera vismay hoila prabhura harshaman. Vallabha Bhatt became astonished. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy seeing the humility of Srila Rupa Goswami. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhagavan bhi ekdam chatur hai. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decides to take advantage of the situation and he decides to test Vallabha Bhatt. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks at Vallabha Bhatt and says, Iho na sparshya, iho jati yati heen, vaidika yagika tumi kulina praveen. My dear Vallabha Bhatt, don't touch them. They are very low. You are very high, kulina praveen. You are vaidika yagika. You do yagyas, you chant mantras. You come from a very aristocratic birth. Hey, don't touch them. They are very low class. Now, is this truth? No. Rupa Goswami is the head of the sampradaya. But Mahaprabhu is trying to test him. Kitana shastra padeo. Studying shastra is one. Application in the real time is a completely different thing. We have all seen that. We hear classes, but at the time when Maya Devi tests us, all the verses become Gaur Premanande. That time we don't remember anything. So here we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, is testing his own devotee. How much have you studied Shastra?
ઇહોના સ્પર્શ્ય ઇહો જાતિ અતિહીન વૈદિક યજ્ઞિક તુમિ કુલીન પ્રવીણ યોર વેરી હાઈ વલ્લભ ભટ્ટ ડોન્ટ ટચ રૂપ ગોસ્વામી નાવ એટ ધીસ પોઈન્ટ વલ્લભ ભટ્ટ પાસિસ ધ ટેસ્ટ ઓફ ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુ વલ્લભ ભટ્ટ લુક્સ એટ ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુ સેઝ માય ડિયર લોર્ડ એઈ દુઈ મુખે કૃષ્ણ નામ કરીએ નર્તન એઈ દુઈ અધમ નહી હોય સર્વોત્તમ માય ડિયર લોર્ડ In their tongue, the holy name of Krishna is constantly dancing. My dear Lord, you may be Bhagavan, but I fail to differ. They are not low class, they are the high class. Because their tongue is vibrating with Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears this, Mahaprabhu embraces Vallabha Bhatt and says, Good, you have understood. You have understood the essence of Shastra. That if someone is chanting the whole Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he is first class. Aho batasva pachato gariyan ya jivhagre vartate nama tubhyam tepu tapaste juhuvu shushnur arya brahmanuchur nama grananti yete. Very beautiful it is explained. Someone may be a swapacha. Swapacha means dog eater. As my brother that day was explaining on the banks of Jamuna, his interaction as to how he saw one person who was having, you know, beef, burger, and he was still chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this verse explains, Aho bata swa pachato gari, and someone may be a dog eater. But still, if he is taking shelter of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, eventually that day will arise in the life when from eating dog, he will start eating Mahaprasad and slowly rise on the path of Krishna consciousness. This name, dear devotees of the Lord, is very, very powerful. One time, Srila Prabhupada, he gifted one small deity of Krishna to Saraswati. Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Malati Mataji's star daughter. In ISKCON, everyone knows Saraswati. She's almost like a superstar kid. I was in Chicago and I said this. And later the devotees came to me and said, Prabhuji, she lives in Chicago only. And I didn't know that. Fortunately, she was not there in the audience. His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj explains, Prabhupada, like a loving grandfather, had gifted one Krishna deity to Saraswati. And Saraswati was only 1.5 at this time. And she would every day play with that Krishna deity. She would do Abhishek, she would offer flowers, she would offer obeisances. Like her parents would do, she would also follow, exactly. One day Prabhupada, in front of her, he took the Krishna deity and kept it behind his back. And Prabhupada said, Where is Krishna? And now Saraswati was very small. Now these tricks we can figure out. But when child is small, it's a trick difficult to figure out. So Prabhupada was keeping behind and said, Prabhupada said, Where is Krishna? And Saraswati was frantically looking around, Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And then Giriraj Maharaj said, he told Saraswati, Saraswati, who has Krishna? She said, Prabhupada! Prabhupada has Krishna. Then Giriraj Maharaj said, He told Saraswati, Saraswati, who can give Krishna back to you? She said, Prabhupada. And when she said Prabhupada, Prabhupada very slowly got Krishna ahead in front of Saraswati. And then Srila Prabhupada said, This is how Rupa and Sanatan would cry chanting the name of Krishna, looking here and there, Krishna kothai, Krishna kothai, Krishna kothai. From a small instance of a deity, Prabhupada connected that to Rupa and Sanatan and said, This is how we should be crying for the mercy of Rupa and Sanatan as to how they cried. Ha Devi, Ha Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Suno Kutha. Crying and crying, chanting the name of Krishna and frantically looking around, when will that day come in my life when I can get Krishna? So Giriraj Maharaj explains, through Saraswati, he showed this principle of being desperate to find Krishna in our lives. Shripad Aindra Prabhu would explain in this regard of Sri Harinam Prabhu, if there are two most important limbs of Krishna consciousness, at least in our ISKCON movement, it is Nam Sankirtan and book distribution. Srila Prabhupada would always say, regarding book distribution, he would say, these cores are keeping me alive. These cores are keeping me alive. If you want to please me, distribute my book. So many instances Prabhupada said this. And second is Nam Sankirtan. Shripad Aindra Prabhu would bridge both of them and would say something very interesting. Shripad Aindra Prabhu would say, on the night of Sharadiya Ras Purnima, the start of Kartik month, when Krishna played the flute, he attracted all the Braja Gopis. And all of them practically left everything that they had and they came to Krishna. And when they came to Krishna, my Guru Maharaj was explaining this. When they came to Krishna, Krishna looked at them and said, please go back. All of them have left their family life and they came to Krishna and Krishna says, please go back, don't stay here. And initially the gopis thought that Krishna is not very serious, but eventually they got to know, hey, he's actually serious. He played the flute and he called us and now that we have come, he's asking us to go back. And at one point Krishna says, go and worship your husband, don't be here. At that time, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary, he says, the gopis got very furious and they looked at Krishna and said, Krishna, you are saying worship our husband, worship our husband. Which husband did you worship when you became a lady? When you became Mohini Avatar, which husband did you worship? So Krishna, practice before you preach. You are telling us worship husband, aap jab stri bane, kaun se purush ki seva apne ki? So then Krishna understood. Krishna said, okay, maaf kar do. And then the rasa dance began. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Shripad Aindra Prabhu at that point says, book distribution is like Krishna playing the flute. When Krishna played the flute, all the gopis from different parts, they came to be with Krishna. Book distribution is like Krishna playing the flute, which means when we distribute books, we are attracting everyone to our ISKCON temples. They may not come, but through book distribution, we are inspiring them to come and join our ISKCON movement. And when they come and join our ISKCON movement, then the highest thing happens. When Krishna played the flute, the gopis came. And then what did happen? The rasa dance. That rasa dance is nothing but the Naam Sankirtan. So book distribution is like Krishna playing the flute. When newcomers, they come and join the movement, now they are promoted to the highest limb of Krishna consciousness, which is the rasa leela like Harinam Sankirtan. So book distribution and Naam Sankirtan go back and forth. One is playing flute and one is the culmination of playing flute. That is the rasa dance like Sri Harinam Sankirtan. So Aindra Prabhu would say, both, dono chahiye. We need book distribution also. We need Harinam Sankirtan also. Naam. One time, one devotee was aspiring from Param Pujya Pachala Radhana Swami Maharaj. And he in his heart had this desire that how I wish when Maharaj gets initiated, I get a name which is combination of Radha Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela. Mix. Aisa naam hona chahiye which has Radha Krishna Leela also, which has Gaur Leela also. He told his counselor. Counselor said, whatever Maharaj gives, just take it. Don't tell Maharaj to change name or anything. Whatever Maharaj gives, take it. He said, yes, yes, I will take it. But how I wish I have Radha Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela. Mix some nice name. Or if this is not possible, at least Radha Krishna Leela. Or if this is not possible, at least Gaur Leela. But ideally, mix Radha Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela. The day of initiation arrived. He went to Maharaj. And you see, Maharaj has a very penetrating vision, especially when he is giving Diksha. The vision is so penetrating, sometimes devotees forget four regulative principles also. Those regulative principles that you have always practiced seeing Maharaj, kabhi kabhi bhagjan wo bhi bhul jate hain. So Maharaj looked at him. He said four regulative principles. Maharaj picked up the beads. Maharaj said, from this day onwards, your name is Narasimha Leela Das. And he was thinking to himself, my goodness, this is out of syllabus. This is not Radha Krishna Leela. This is not Gaur Leela. This is some other Leela that I did not even expect. Maharaj gave Narasimha Leela Das. So the name is very interesting. The devotee was aspiring for something, but Maharaj gave him something out of syllabus that he didn't expect. In the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very beautifully we see, there is a personality by the name Subodhi Rai. Sri Subodhi Rai is explained was the king of Gauda Desh. And many people would work for him. And one such personality who would work for him was Nawab Hussain Shah. Nawab Hussain Shah was working under Subodhi Rai. And at one point when Subodhi Rai had instructed to dig a well to Nawab Hussain Shah, Nawab Hussain Shah did it but with some mistakes. And Subodhi Rai, out of anger, he whipped him on his back. because he was the master at that point. He whipped him on his back. And Nawab Hussain Shah didn't take any offense for that. Eventually, the tables turned. Nawab Hussain Shah became the king. He got married. And at one point, his wife saw the whip marks on his back. And she said, "What is this? Who had the audacity to whip you?" He said, "No, no, no, no one." She said, "No, who had the audacity? Who whipped you so much?" He said, "Subodhi Rai. I was working for a personality by the name Subodhi Rai. And he whipped me because I had made a mistake. It was not his fault. Galti mere se hi tha." And that's why he gave appropriate punishment. Now, when she got to know, she said, "You should kill him. He should be punished. He should be hanged to death." He said, "No, no, no. It's not such a big offense to kill him. It was my mistake. And because of that, he whipped me. We should not kill him." She said, "Okay, if you cannot kill him, at least bring him to the same caste and religion that we practice, that is Muslim. Make him a practitioner of Islam, Muslim." Now, Nawab Hussain Shah, who was under the influence of his wife, he went to Subodhi Rai. And you see how in Islam they have few drops of water, jo chidakte hai, and it is believed that the person gets converted. This Nawab Hussain Shah took some water and he sprinkled on Subodhi Rai, and that Subodhi Rai, who was a Brahmin of birth, now was sprinkled by the waters of a Muslim and was eventually converted to that of a Muslim. Subodhi Rai started crying. He went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he got to know the whole story, Mahaprabhu embraced him. And Mahaprabhu just told him two instructions. These are the two common instructions that are given practically to every devotee. Time and again, in the full Bhagavatam that we find, in Chaitanya Charitamrita we find, in every book of Srila Prabhupada we find, Prabhupada emphasizes on these two points. Taking shelter of Vrindavan and chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is exactly the same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Prayaschitta, we are talking about atonement, as Prayaschitta, Mahaprabhu tells Subodhi Rai, go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Subodhi Rai accepts this instruction of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and goes to Sri Vrindavan Dham and keeps chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, dear devotees, purified him so much that when Srila Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan for the first time, it was Subodhi Rai who took Rupa Goswami on a Braj Parikrama. Bhagavan Naam ki itni mahima hai, wo Subodhi Rai jo mano Musalman ban gaye the, he had become Muslim, now got so purified by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra that he took Srila Rupa Goswami on Braj Parikrama. What is the essence? Naam. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The last 2 minutes of our discussion, we see even in Krishna Leela, how the Brajavasis take shelter of Krishna Naam. Whether it is Mother Yashoda in the start of Damodar Leela, or even Srimati Radharani. We see when Krishna left the land of Vrindavan to go to Mathura, Radharani didn't go. Srimati Radharani was there in Vrindavan. And at that point in Brahmar Geet, Canto 10, Chapter 47, it is explained, Divi Bhuvi Charasayam Kashriyasta Durapa Kapata Ruchi Rahasa Bhru Vijrimbasayashu Charana Raja Upasate Yasya Bhuti Vayamka Apicha Kripana Pakshe Ya Uttama Shloka Shabda. Srimati Radharani is chanting this verse. Prabhupada explains, Radharani is chanting this verse and saying that Krishna, Divi Bhuvi Charasayam Kashriyasta Durapa. Krishna is so attractive in this world and in the heavenly planets. Kashriyasta Durapa. Who is that personality? Who is that female who will not be attracted to the form of Krishna? Why? Bru Vijrimbasa Yashru. Srimati Radharani says, when he just moves his eyebrows, everyone falls flat. Bhagavan ki itni mahima hai. When he just moves his eyebrows little, Bru Vijrimbasa Yashru, everyone gets attracted. Srimati Radharani says, where are we? We are simple cowherd village girls. And Lakshmi Devi and others are heavenly damsels, hum, we are just some simple village girls. Apicha krupana pakshe, yah uttama shloka shabda. Srimati Radharani says, there is no possibility that Krishna will accept us because he has left us from the land of Vrindavan. But our only hope is the name of Krishna, that is Uttam Shloka. Srimati Radharani says, my only hope is even though Krishna has left the land of Vrindavan, I will stay here in the land of Vrindavan and take shelter of his name, that is Uttam Shloka. Bhagavan ka ek naam hai, Uttam Shloka. So, not just Mother Yashoda takes shelter of Krishna's name, even Srimati Radharani takes shelter of Krishna's name. The Damodar Leela practically starts with this point. Ekada griha daseshu Yashoda Nanda Gehini Karmantara Niyuktasu Nirmamanta Swayam Dadi Yani Yani Gitani Tad Bala Charitani Cha. Mother Yashoda, when she was making butter, her heart, her mind was chanting the names of Krishna. Bilva Mangala Chakur says, what was she chanting? Govinda Damodhar Madhaveti. Everyone. Govinda Damo Dhar Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dhar Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dhar Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dhar Madhaveti. Madhuri Ras Srimati Radharani takes shelter of Krishna's name. Vatsalya Ras Mother Yashoda takes shelter of Krishna's name. Even the friends of Krishna take shelter of Krishna's name. In Vrindavan Braj Bhasha, they very beautifully, they explain. When Krishna takes rest in the morning and it's time for him to wake up, Mother Yashoda goes to wake him up. And at that time, it is very beautifully explained. Mata Yashoda Hariko Jagave Jago Utho Mohan Naina Kholo Dware Khade Gwal Bula Rahe Hai Govinda Damodhar Madhaveti. Even the friends who are standing outside, they are waiting when my Krishna will get up and when I can play with him. But how are they calling out to Krishna? Through his name. Govinda Damodhar Madhaveti. Govinda Damodhar Madhaveti. Govinda Damodhar Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. The Sakhiras take shelter of Krishna's name. The Vatsaliras take shelter of Krishna's name. The Madhuriras take shelter of Krishna's name. We started the discussion by saying the male take shelter of Krishna. The female take shelter of Krishna. The moving take shelter of Krishna. The non-moving take shelter of Krishna. Cupid take shelter of Krishna. Lakshmi Devi take shelter of Krishna. Ramananda Rai explains Vishnu take shelter of Krishna. And Krishna, oh, he also takes shelter of himself. So it's a complete circle. This name of Krishna is ultimately sweet. To end our discussion, dear devotees, we see in Krishna Leela, when Krishna appeared in this world, it was, the jail was completely dark. And Vasudev Maharaj, he carried Krishna on his head. And as he carried Krishna on his head, all the jail, all the different shackles, everything broke open, and even the jails, the gates started opening one by one, one by one. Shripad Aindrapu would explain that what does this mean in Kali? This means that Kali Yuga is dark like the jail, and our tongue is like the box that Vasudeva Maharaj carried Krishna, and that Krishna has appeared in Kali as his holy name. So if we can learn the art of carrying Krishna in the box like tongue, in the dark prison like cell of Kali Yuga, then that day is not far. By the power of Krishna Naam, all the gates of material existence will open for us. And from Mathura, we will go to Vrindavan Dham. This was Shripada Indra Prabhu. Shripada Indra Prabhu ki? Jai. To end our discussion, Shripad, my Guru Maharaj, Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj, was one time in Los Angeles. I heard this from His Grace Gauranga Prabhu. Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj and Gauranga Prabhu were in Los Angeles airport. And this is back in the late 90s. So they were exiting the airport. And you see how before you board the aircraft, you scan the boarding pass for one last time. Right? You scan it and then you enter the aircraft. So Srila Guru Maharaj did that. And Gauranga Prabhu was behind him. So Srila Guru Maharaj did, and he went ahead. And Gauranga Prabhu also scanned the boarding pass. And he went, and Guru Maharaj was waiting for him. So Gauranga Prabhu asked him that, Maharaji, ab andar kyun nahi gaye? Why did you go inside? So Srila Guru Maharaj said that, very sweetly in Hindi he said, that ye jo darwaza hai, isme to knob handle hai nahi, to mujhe pata nahi ise kaise khulte hai. There is no handle in this, I don't know how to open it. So I was waiting for you to come and help me. So Gauranga Prabhu said, Maharaj, this is sensor based door. When you go more close, it will naturally open. We don't have to do anything, it will naturally open. They went close, the door opened, Gauranga Prabhu and Srila Guru Maharaj sat in the aircraft. The moment Guru Maharaj sat in the aircraft, Srila Guru Maharaj said, in Bhagavatam, when we hear for Vasudeva Maharaj, the doors open naturally, that time we have a question, how is it possible? But if that same thing can be there in Los Angeles airport, why is it difficult to believe that when Krishna is there on the head, it is impossible? Gauranga Prabhu said this in 2012 Chaupati class, explaining how a devotee connects every instance, even an instance from a Los Angeles airport, to the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. We have two types, dear devotees. Bhakta Bhagavat, Granta Bhagavat. From the pastime of Devananda Pandit and Vakreshwar Pandit, very beautifully it is explained that it is only a Bhakta Bhagavat who can open Granta Bhagavat. Apne balbute se hum granth ko shayad kabhi khol nahi payenge. Devananda Pandit was a big time scholar. He would quote verses left, right, center. But one offense to Srivas, Srivas was manhandled in that assembly and Mahaprabhu did not even want to look at him. It is only when he became the recipient of the mercy of Vakreshwar Pandit, mercy of the devotees, as we explained at the start, Maharaj was saying yesterday, becoming the recipient of the mercy of Vaishnavas, Devananda Pandit could understand Shastra in their truest right spirit. And the essence of the Shastra, the Adi, Madhya and Antya of every Shastra is this Nam, Nam, Nam. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say, no dham, no naam. Till the time there is no dham seva, there can never be naam seva. And it both goes back and forth. We take shelter of naam so that we can go deepen, we can deeper our attachment to Sri Vrindavan Dham. And we take shelter of Sri Vrindavan Dham so that we can deepen our attachment to Sri Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So in this way we find in this section, Ajamil gets completely delivered. Whoever we are, dear devotees, there is every hope. Whether we are Subuddhi Rai, who gets converted, or whether we are Ajamil, being fallen from a Brahminical caste, if we can surrender our heart completely to Krishna, Krishna accepts. Manne dhana bijana rupa tapashru tojas teja prabhava bala paurusha buddhi yoga nara dhanani bhavanti parasya pumsam bhaktya tutoshna bhagavan gajayutapaya. Canto 7, Prahlad Maharaj explains, it is none of our material attributes that can attract Krishna. Not our wealth, not our beauty, not our strength, not our sensory expertise. Nothing attracts Krishna except this one quality of sincere, humble, devotional surrender to the Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Bhagavat explains, we make this point and we end. Chaitanya Bhagavat explains in the pastime of Kolavecha Sridhar. What did Kolavecha Sridhar have? Nothing. He was a simple banana leaf seller. Kolavecha seva kara dekhya bhagya sima Brahma shiva kandeyara dekhiya mahima Dhane jane panditye krishna nahi pai Kevala bhakti ravasa chaitanya gosai. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, very self-explanatory. As we were explaining, is Bengali such, samaj aa jata hai. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Kolavecha seva kara dekhe bhagya sima, seeing Kolavecha Sridhar, even Brahmaji and Shivji were crying that we are demigods, but we are not getting the opportunity that Kolavecha Sridhar is getting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming and debating and argumenting with him and wanting discount, 50%. So this Indian mentality of getting discount, it is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he would do that when he would go to Kolavecha Sridhar. We go to vendors and we say, whatever you purchase, we want something free. We tomato khareedenge usme dhaniya free chahiye. We buy this, we that, we want free. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like that. He wanted everything discount, 50%, 50%, 50%. Mahaprabhu would tell Kolaveja Sridhar, what will you do with so much money? Are pehli kuch, pehli thantan Gopal hai. First of all, he doesn't have anything. And Mahaprabhu would still debate. But Shivaji and Brahmaji were crying. How fortunate he is. We are not getting this. He is getting that. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur, he sums up Krishna consciousness in two lines. Dhane jane panditye Krishna nahi pai. Our money, our fan following, our memory, how much we remember, how many verses we know, Krishna doesn't get attracted by any of these things. Kevala bhakti ravasa chaitanya gosai. It is only and only and only bhakti that attracts Krishna and attracts Krishna Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And in Kali, that bhakti starts with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naamaiva Kevalam, Kalo Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva Gatiranyatha. There is no other way, there was no other way, and there will be no other way apart from Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Shri Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki, Tai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai. If there are any questions, I am not qualified because there are very superior Vaishnavas here in the form of Gauranga Darshan Prabhu. My brother is here. So many Brahmacharis are here. I can see Harivamsha Prabhu behind. I am very small. Madhav Gopal Prabhu is here. So, there is, as I mentioned at the start, there is nothing I can add. Probably nothing I can answer also properly. But if there is something, I will try my bit and my superiors can teach me and correct me. I am happy there are no questions.
I am not so fortunate. I didn't attend most of your class, but I was fortunate in another way. I was with Maharaj discussing many things till now. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for coming here and enlightening us. Last few minutes I heard, it was nectar. Many years back, maybe many months back, I heard Prabhu speaking on Vyadhasya Acharanam Dhruvasya Chavaya Shloka. I felt he is no less than Amarinder Prabhu. Right? So brother, both brothers are in the same line, even the accent also more. Lokas, the way they explain things. So glorious brothers actually. It's our great fortune. It's fortune of Govardhan Ecovillage to host both of you. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for coming here. For those who don't know Prabhu's glories much, you can ask Seattle devotees how glorious he is. In Seattle, whichever home I went, whichever home has few children, all their parents are extremely grateful to Arjun Sakha Prabhu, because last 4 years or more than that, maybe 5 years, he has been nourishing them and guiding them in their spiritual life in various ways. And when I see the quality of all the children and teens in their Krishna consciousness, so Seattle kids are really exemplary. They're chanting, they're singing, they're studying Bhagavatam, they're learning shlokas, they're aware of so many pastimes of Bhagavatam. And I'm having online class also with the kids, all of them trained by you. I hope I'm not giving that quality that you are giving. But his contribution to the younger generation of ISKCON is really immense. And when other devotees from other places ask me, how do we train our kids? When they come to teens, they're a little drifting away. How do you just keep their enthusiasm on? I give his reference. You contact Arjun Sakha Prabhu. Arjun Sakha Prabhu is nicely training all the children in Seattle. So I gave reference to them. I connected him to some Australia devotees and all. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for being here. This is your home. You can come anytime. Maharaj wants you to come. And I didn't sufficiently thank Amarendra Prabhu. Now that today is the last day, today is the last day. So in Prabhu's class, there is rasa, there is tattva, there is leela, there is hasya, in a very, very sweet manner. Yesterday, he was giving some class to some bhakti yoga lifestyle, some devotees. So one devotee was asking, Prabhu, whatever you speak is purely nectar, very, very sweet. 100 times she was saying, sweet, sweet. How do you speak so sweetly? He's so humble, he's hesitating how to answer. I took the mic and I answered the question. So because he's carrying Krishna in his heart, because he loves Krishna, and Krishna is so sweet, whatever he speaks is naturally sweet. So thank you so much, Prabhu. Prabhu enlightened us on the glories of holy name and how to chant the holy names of Krishna through all senses in the first class. And he enlightened us on the beauty of Krishna on Gauri Purnima day, and Matsya avatar and Kurma avatar, how to expand, how to contact, and how Gadadhar Pandit is guiding Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience Radha Bhav, as Mahaprabhu is in the driving seat and Gadadhar Pandit is sitting next to the driving seat. That's amazing. And in the third class, he made us taste the nectar of Gopi Geet, and in the fourth class yesterday, he glorified Srimad Bhagavatam. I think you must all hear that recording if someone has missed it. The way he glorified Srimad Bhagavatam and enthused even new devotees to take to Srimad Bhagavatam was unparalleled. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for coming here. This is your home. You please keep coming whenever you want. And Maharaj told him also to bring more devotees and have retreats here and keep coming here. Thank you so much. If there is any shortcoming in our hospitality or in our treatment, please kindly forgive. And I'm very grateful to spend a lot of time with you. So thank you so much, Prabhu. We were hoping that you will be giving class, but you came for a purpose. it's not proper on our part to ask for class. Finally, it happened. RMGP, Radhamadan Gopal Prabhu, finally managed to schedule you. So I thought your visit to this place is not complete without speaking Harikatha. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. His Grace Amarendra Prabhu ki jai. His Grace Arjun Sakha Prabhu ki jai.
His Grace Gauranga Darshan Prabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.